Good Sunday morning, Central Baptist Church, visitors and guests. We're so glad to have you with us on this March 29th, 2020, as we continue to navigate our way through the 2020 pandemic of the COVID-19. We hope, trust, and pray that each and every one of you are doing well, following the rules, stay at home, try not to expose yourself to all the things that are taking place out there, and by the grace of God, we're going to get ourselves through that. If you have your Bible, I'm going to ask you to turn in just a moment to the book of Exodus chapter 5. Exodus chapter 5. Now, one of the things that we've come across through the midst of this pandemic is that our lives have been completely turned upside down. Things that were normal have suddenly become abnormal. And I was kind of pointed to the scriptures this morning, to Exodus chapter 5, to give us some ideas of some things that we can do in the midst of this turbulent time, and also to learn some lessons from Israel back in the day of the time when they were being held captive in Egypt. A lot of us know this story. This is essentially the story where God called Moses to actually be the one to deliver them. Moses didn't want to do it. He came up with every excuse in the world not to actually go forward and try to get out of what it was that God wanted him to do. But God didn't relieve him of that duty, didn't relieve him of that responsibility. He told him that it was something that he was going to have to do because he had been chosen to do so. So he goes to Pharaoh, and essentially the message in short was this: Pharaoh, you need to let God's people go, that they might be able to worship freely, that they might have the opportunity to be all that God wanted them to be. And in today's passage, we're going to kind of see what the response that we got from Pharaoh. And then we're going to learn some things that we can do along the way as far as navigating this pandemic. Not only that, but also for the rest of our lives. If you have your Bible, we're going to actually look at the book of Exodus chapter 5. And I'm just going to go ahead and read the whole that whole chapter to you. Exodus chapter 5, again with verse 1, says this. It said, afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, "Thus says the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness." And Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, nor will I let Israel go." So they said, "The God of the Hebrews has met with us. Please let us go 3 days' journey into the desert and sacrifice to the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence and with the sword." Then the king of Egypt said to them, "Moses and Aaron, why do you take the people from their work? Get back to your labor." And Pharaoh said, "Look, the people of the land are many now, and you make them rest from their labor." So the same day, Pharaoh commanded the taskmasters of the people and their officers, saying, "You shall no longer give the people straw to make brick as before. Let them go and gather straw for themselves, and you shall lay on them the quota of bricks which they made before. You shall not reduce it, for they are idle. Therefore, they cry out, saying, 'Let us go and sacrifice to our God.' Let more work be laid on them, that they may labor in it, and let them not regard false words." And the taskmasters of the people and their officers went out and spoke to the people, saying, "Thus says Pharaoh, I will not give you straw. Go, get yourself straw where you can find it, yet none of your work will be reduced." So the people were scattered abroad throughout all the land of Egypt to gather stubble instead of straw. And the taskmasters forced them to hurry, saying, "Fulfill your work, your daily quota, as when there was straw." Also the officers of the children of Israel, whom Pharaoh's taskmasters had set over them, were beaten and were asked, "Why have you not fulfilled your task in making brick both yesterday and today as before?" Then the officers of the children of Israel came and cried out to Pharaoh, saying, "Why are you dealing thus with your servants? There is no straw given to your servants. And they say to us, 'Make brick.' And indeed your servants are beaten, but the fault is in your own people." But he said, "You are idle, idle. Therefore you say, 'Let us go and sacrifice to the Lord.' Therefore go and now and work, for no straw shall be given to you, yet you shall deliver the quota of brick. And the officers of the children of Israel saw that they were in trouble after it was said, you shall not reduce any bricks from your daily quota. Then as they came out from Pharaoh, they met Moses and Aaron, who stood there to meet them. And they said to them, let the Lord look on you and judge, because you have made us abhorrent in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants, to put a sword in their hand to kill us. So Moses returned to the Lord and said, Lord, why have you brought trouble on this people? Why is it you have sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done evil to this people. Neither have you delivered your people at all. Let's pray. Father, as we come to you now, we just ask again that you would truly speak to our hearts through your word. Lord, I pray that you would give us strength, give us guidance in these trying times. And Lord, I just ask that you would just help us to hear what the Spirit would have to say to each and every one of us today. Lord, may you move our hearts closer to you. May you reach those today who just need a touch of your hand. Lord, keep us safe in this time of pandemic. And Lord, I just pray that you will deliver us in such a fashion that when all is said and done, people will truly know that you are God who sits on the throne and that you are in charge. Lord, bless this time that we'll spend together in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, when we look at this particular passage and we see what was taking place, we see that Moses did exactly what it was that God had asked him to do. He told him to go to Pharaoh, to tell Pharaoh to let the people go. And what happened was Pharaoh was really resistant against that. He didn't want those things to happen. And what had happened was Pharaoh, as he was talking to Moses had gone to the people and said, you know, God is going to deliver you. He has said that he is going to deliver you from this circumstance. Well, obviously the people of Israel were happy about that. They felt like there was an end in sight. You know, when I began to think about this, I thought about Pharaoh's negative reaction towards God in this particular passage. If you'll look with me back there at verse 2, it said, and Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice and let Israel go? And then he said something that I would consider to be very, very dangerous in verse 2 as well. He said, I do not know the Lord, nor will I let Israel go. Pharaoh was in rebellion. He was rebelling against God. He was rebelling against the person of God. And Moses and his people had to learn a very important lesson that I think applies to you and I today as well. Moses and his people had to learn how to wait on God. Now, we live in a society that does not like to wait on anything. We like overnight shipping. We like to drive up to the drive-thru and pick up whatever it is that we need from there. We just flat out don't like to wait in line. If you're like I am, I can still remember even as a child when you used to, you'd see the little toy on the package and you'd have to eat about 97 boxes of cereal, cut the labels off, send them in, and then you had to wait for about 2 months to be able to get that back. Things have changed even in this day and age, and we just flat out do not like to wait. You know, it's very possible that God is showing us some patience along the way, showing us that we need to have patience in our lives, because our world is completely turned upside down at this point. So Moses and his people had to learn how to wait on God. Now, here's the big question. The same question applies to you and I today. Right now, we have to wait. We have to wait, a lot of us, to be able to go back to work. We have to wait for life to get back to normal. We have to sit back and pretty much do as our government officials tell us to do, all because we don't want to be a part of this pandemic, but it's something that we don't like. It's abnormal for us. So this is a big question that I've heard a lot of, particularly over this past week. I've heard people kind of say and discuss this, and I think you're probably asking the same thing. What do we do while we wait? What do we do in the midst of this time of waiting? Well, let me give you a couple of tips based on what this scripture tells us, particularly down in verses 4 and 5, and I won't repeat those for the sake of time. But in verses 4 and 5, it teaches us that our daily duties continue while we're waiting on God. You know, the thing about it is we don't just curl up in a shell. We need to continue to be good husbands and fathers. We need to continue to be good wives and homemakers. We need to continue to be the children that God created for us to be. You know, we still need to minister where we can and do what we can, even though it looks different than what we've done before, even though it is completely abnormal from what we know. We still need to go forward, and we need to, as the Word tells us, occupy until He comes. It's one of those things where each and every day when we get up, we do what we can where we are. As I thought about that, I thought about this particular passage, because when Israel heard from Moses, hey, you know, God's going to deliver you, well, then the people kind of got lazy. They stopped working. They weren't working as hard as they should have been. They should have been working a whole lot harder, but they thought deliverance was very near. They thought it was going to happen really quick, just like that. Although that wasn't the case. See, we don't know what God's time is. Israel didn't know what God's time was in these scriptures, and neither do you or I know what God's timing is when He'll deliver us from this pandemic. So in the meantime, what do we need to do? We need to do what we can while we wait. We still need to be about our daily activities. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying to go against what government authorities are telling you, but I'm saying do what you can while you can do it. You can pick up a telephone. You can make a phone call. You can check on your neighbors. You can check on folks. There's a lot of things we can do, even in this position, to represent our Lord and Savior, to continue about our daily duties while we're waiting on God. Verses 4 and 5 of this particular passage tell us that. And I think one of the toughest things is, man, how difficult is it for us to keep track while we're waiting? I don't know about you, but there have been times throughout this past week, I can't hardly remember what day it is, because my schedule is just completely turned around. You may be the same way as well. Sometimes it's really hard for us to stay on track when it comes down to being in the middle of the abnormality that is today. So I want us to keep our focus upon the Lord. I want us to keep our focus on what it is that God's given us talents and abilities to do, and try to find a way that we can utilize them while we're in the midst of this time of waiting on Him. You know, God calls us to be faithful, you know, to the daily task in the midst of the holding pattern, as I call it so often. So our daily duties will continue. Another lesson that we can learn from Israel here is that difficulties may increase while we're waiting on God. In this particular passage, particularly verses 7 and 8, we find out that Pharaoh says, okay, you're still going to have to make the brick, Israel, but we're not going to give you the straw anymore. You know, there's going to be not only that, more work is going to be given to you. I'm going to expect that same daily quota, only you're going to have to work harder to go out there and get it. That brick production has to stay on target. And if it doesn't, then there's going to be some punishment along the way. Folks, I want to let you know, God is trying to tell us something in the middle of all these things that are taking place, because it's no surprise to Him. I've been preaching that for the last 3 weeks as we've been in the middle of this crisis. But as God is revealing what that is, we're having to wait on Him. There is nothing we can do except wait for the hand of God to deliver us. And in the midst of that, our difficulties have increased. It's been increasingly hard to get to the grocery store. It's been, you know, increasingly tough because people have bought, you know, tried to buy out groceries, everything. And of course, I still kind of laugh because of the situation with the toilet paper. You know, it's comical, but I actually stood in line to get in a store the other day. You know, as I stood in that line, I thought about the people who go through those kind of things every day around this world. And I listened to the folks in line, and they were talking about how inconvenient it was. And I myself was talking a little bit about how inconvenient it was, because it was abnormal for us. But when we begin to think about the fact that this is something that God is trying to show us in the midst of what's taking place and going on. So always keep in mind that our difficulties may very well increase while we're waiting on God to do something pretty incredible along the way. Another thing is that some may become impatient while waiting. I thought about that as I stood in that line the other day at the store, just waiting to get in. And I thought about how impatient people were starting to become because they were having to wait in line. And you know what impatience breeds? Impatience breeds complaining. We usually have that down pretty easy. We can complain really, really well. There was a complaint to the officers. I want to share with you down here in verse 20 of this particular passage. It said, then as they came out from Pharaoh, they met Moses and Aaron, who stood there to meet them. And these are the officials of Israel. Verse 21 says, "And they said to them, 'Let the Lord look on you and judge you, because you have made us abhorrent in the sight of Pharaoh.'" And what that means is, if you look at that in a different translation, it says, "Because you have made us stink in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants." So, you know, all of a sudden what happened is they started to point that finger again. As they complained, they began to point the finger at Moses. How many times have we seen that, even in these past few weeks that we've been in the midst of this pandemic? Somebody pointing a finger and blaming, and it may have even been us. It might have even been us that said, "Well, if this person would do this, we would be in better shape. If this person would do that." If you took the social media and you looked at it, I can promise you, you won't have to look long before you find somebody blaming some government official or somebody else for what all is taking place. But we've got to be extremely careful in the midst of the situation that we're in the midst of waiting on God. We cannot be the ones that are complainers. See, we're to be faith builders while we're waiting. We're supposed to be the one to be encouragers to other folks. And see, folks, there's a lot of people who are scared about what's going on. God told us this. He said, "I didn't give you the spirit of fear, but I've given you the spirit of the Lord and the spirit of a sound mind." So it's not about being afraid, but it is about trusting God. There's a difference between fear and faith. We have to have the faith that God is going to deliver us as he promised us that he would. And faith will wash away that fear. So in the middle of this, in the middle of while we're waiting on God, one of the main things that we have got to be able to do is to be a faith builder to those around us, and we need our faith built as well while we're in the midst of the waiting. Because here's what happened. If you look down in verses 22 and 23, we're going to see what the effects were of the complaining. Look at verses 22 and 23. It said, "So Moses returned to the Lord." Now, he's just been complained to. "So Moses returned to the Lord," verse 22, "and said, 'Lord, why have you brought trouble on this people? Why is it you have sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done evil to this people. Neither have you delivered your people at all.'" You see what took place there? Moses got discouraged. He was hearing the complaining of the people. It even discouraged him to the point where he went to God and he says, "Why are you asking me to do this? Why is it that you have put me in this position to come to Pharaoh? How come you brought me and chose me?" Because the bottom line is this. Now notice again, verse 23 says, it says, "For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done evil to the people." In other words, it got harder. It got more difficult on them. You know, "I told the people you were going to deliver them. Now they're in a bind," really. And then he says, middle of verse 23 says, "He has done evil to this people." And then get this, the latter part of that verse says, "Neither have you delivered your people at all." Moses begins to point a finger at God as well. You see, what happens is we can start to panic in the midst of waiting. We can start to get uneasy in the middle of the waiting. Are we trusting God in the middle of this pandemic? Are we trusting God in the middle of all the things that are going on in our life, where we have to wait? Are we able to wait patiently because we have faith? Now, I know that patience, they say patience is a virtue. There's not a whole lot of virtuous people. Most of us aren't very, very patient. And I understand. I'm kind of that way as well. I got to keep it in check. But I also realize this, that what's going to be done is going to be done in God's time. And that kind of brings me to the final point I want to make this morning, is that delays do not mean that God is going to fail to come through. It's just not going to do it. Deliverance was something that lay ahead for Israel. We know what took place. We know how finally, you know, God twisted Pharaoh's arm and he let Israel go, only to harden Pharaoh's heart once again and then send his army after Israel. Israel found themselves once again in a place backed up against the Red Sea, needing the deliverance of God. And when we think about what took place at the Red Sea, you know, what he said was this. He said, "They're going to know today that there is a God." And that's exactly what took place, because all of Egypt's army, was destroyed when they tried to pursue Israel through the Red Sea. And all of that was part of God's plan. You know, hindsight is 20/20 vision. It's really, really easy once we get through a circumstance or a situation to look back behind us and to be able to look and see, you know, what God has done along the way. It is so much harder to see that when you are in the middle of the situation. And folks, I want to tell you right now, we are in the middle of the situation of the pandemic. We are in the middle of the uncertainty. But I will promise you this, that God is able. This did not take him by surprise. God will deliver us, and he makes some promises for those people who wait. And here are the things that he promises. He promises us strength. He promises us answers to prayer. He promises us blessings along the way. So let us be faithful while we're waiting. Let us be the ones that when people turn and they might look at you and say, how can you be so calm in the middle of this situation? Because this is a very serious situation. And I want people to know we do take this pandemic seriously, but we also realize that our hope lies in a greater one. Our hope lies in God Almighty, and our hope lies in his son, Jesus Christ. So therefore, we trust him to get us through this. And in the meantime, while we wait, remember, what is it that we're supposed to do? While we wait, we need to be we need to be daily doing our duties for the Lord, whatever we can do. We need to understand that in the midst of that, difficulties may increase while we're waiting. We need to understand that some may become impatient while they're waiting on God. But we also need to understand that just because there are delays, that does not mean that God is going to fail to come through. I'm praying that you're trusting him. I am praying that you are looking for the great, great thing that God wants to do in the midst of this pandemic. Now, I've said all that because that's mainly speaking to those who know the Lord, those who have faith in him, and those who trust him. I want to ask you today, have you ever given your life to Christ? Have you ever confessed to him that you are a sinner, that you are in need of a Savior? And ask him to come into your life, forgive your sins, and save your soul. If not, then I'm just going to simply ask you today to pray this prayer. Just to simply say, Lord Jesus, today I realize that I'm a sinner. I'm asking you to forgive my sin and save my soul. Help me, Lord, to live in a way that's pleasing to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you have an opportunity to pray that prayer, you meant it in your heart, then there is probably joy filling your soul right now, and there's rejoicing of all the saints in heaven for you trusting our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to contact us at the office. One of the things you can do, you can go to our website, which is oakridgecbc.org. Send us an email. We'd love to get you some follow-up material on how you can walk with the Lord to disciple you along the way as you start your new walk with our Lord and Savior. For those of us who know him, I pray that today the Holy Spirit has given us a spiritual check, that we sit back and realize what we're putting our faith and what we're putting our trust in. Are we putting our faith and trust in our Lord and Savior to get us through? Or are we putting our trust and faith into something completely different? Are we allowing fear to steer, you know, what we say, you know, where we go, what we do, those type things? I pray that your faith will be strengthened today as you take courage from the children of Israel as they waited on the Lord to do something pretty incredible. And by the way, God did do something pretty incredible. He delivered them and eventually brought them into the land which flowed with milk and honey, the land that he had promised them. Now, I'm going to let you know that I'll be coming to you probably sometime tomorrow with some updates from our Sunday morning meeting with our leadership team. Try to keep you updated on what's taking place and what's going on. Want to encourage you, keep viewing us on our social media pages. We're, again, trying to find some different ways to be able to come to you and to keep everybody posted, as well as keeping our church together. Now, I say that in closing, I want to kind of put it like this. The church has never been about the building. The church has always been about the people. I think one of the things that God's teaching us along the way is that we are the church. The church is not just a structure. Now, I'm grateful for the structure that he's given us. I'm grateful for the time to be able to meet together, because I'm really stir crazy. I am a people person, and I miss you. I miss the folks of Central Baptist Church. I miss those opportunities. I miss the hugs. I miss the handshakes. I miss just the opportunity to gather as God's people, and I look forward to when we can have that opportunity to come back once again. I do want to encourage you once again to be faithful with your tithe. You can mail that in to Central Baptist Church, P.O. Box 533, Oak Ridge, North Carolina, 27310. You can go to our website. You can give online there. There are a lot of different ways that you can give. You can bring it by the church. We do have office personnel there during office hours. You don't even have to come in. If you want one of us to step out, just give us a call. We'll step out to kind of make sure that we're keeping the social distancing and keeping our distance and our contact. But at any rate, please, please, please keep that up, not just so that you might be blessed, but also so that we could continue to pay the bills, so that we can have a place to come back to once again when we have an opportunity to gather. Let me have a word of prayer with you. I pray and trust that you're going to have a great week and look for a way that God can use you to serve him in the lives of other people. Let's pray. Father God, give us a great week. Help us to trust and have faith that you are still on the throne. Lord, help us to be about your business on a daily basis. And Lord, I pray that you will get us through this pandemic. I pray that you will make it go away quickly. But Lord, I also pray that we will learn the lessons that you want us to learn in the midst of the crisis as we lift this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.